hard, heavy, and hell. Badass music for badass listeners.
Creator and manager of the new Mark Bowles-fronted metal band, Red Raven, Holly Rocks, is an interesting music business insider. Today she sat down with me to talk about how she built the international Red Raven lineup, about new music and new music videos coming from the band, the early days of hard rock, and, exclusively in this interview, Holly reveals the identity of the new Red Raven's guitarist.
Become a hard, heavy, and hair backstage VIP at patreon.com/pariahrocks. Support the creation of the Hard, Heavy, and Hair Show. And get access to exclusive content, early previews, and even help program the show. Hard, Heavy, and Hair patrons get free stuff no one else gets. For as little as $1 a show. Patreon.com/PariahRocks.
So the amazing, the beautiful Holly Rocks. Thank you for joining me on the Hard, Heavy, and Hair Show. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Pariah.
So, I hear you've put together a new band.
I have.
And we know a few of these names in the band. Tell us about it.
Well, you do know a few names. And I'm going to start with the person I formed the band around, my drummer, Joseph Larson, who is from Nashville, Tennessee. And then we also have the amazing Ed Thunderfingers Witzke from Chicago, born in Sao Paulo, so he qualifies as a Brazilian. And my wonderful, amazing, fantastic young guitarist, Guilherme Costa. I hope I said that right. G. We call him G. He is from Belo Horizonte, Brazil. And our star singer, Mark Bowles.
Now, for anybody listening, if you're thinking, that Mark Bowles name sounds familiar. Well, it might if you've heard Ring of Fire, Renaissance Rock Orchestra's last record, A Song of Hope, and this little tiny, guitarist that most people have never heard of, this guy named Yngwie Malmsteen, from way back. Mark used to sing for Yngwie. In fact, Yngwie's biggest record was Mark on vocals.
That's exactly right. But yes, Mark has performed in a lot of different things. I mean, the list goes on and on. Everything from fusion. He has sang with some of my favorite jazz artists, Oscar Peterson and Grover Washington, which blew my mind. He also plays the bass, if you don't know that about Mark.
He was in Dokken for a minute playing bass.
Yes, he was in Dokken and Ted Nugent. And
we won't hold that against Mark, though.
Oh, well, now Ted was the first real metal dude. So maybe kind of. But anyway, who doesn't like Cat Scratch Fever?
Right.
And who doesn't like cats? Anyway, Mark is amazing. And I was very, very just blown away to get the referral for him to join us from Greg Fox of Renaissance Rock Orchestra. And Mark has been with us ever since, and he is just amazing.
Well, I have heard Lay It on the Line, the first single from the band we're talking about, Red Raven, REDRAVYN. Mm-hmm. And I saw the video, and you were kind. Now, the video is public, but you were kind enough to send it to me days before it went public, and it was awesome. And the song is awesome, and I'm really enjoying the band together and Mark fronting them. I can't wait to hear what's next, I'm going to see if I can get you to spill some beans about.
I might do that, but I have to tell you that, I handpicked these musicians, Pariah, and it all started when Joseph sent me a message asking me to be his manager, publicist, and I ended up putting them together, and the chemistry before they even met each other was magical. They each recorded in their own hometown. We sent the tracks to Nashville. My engineer, Tim Dolbert, from Eclectica Studios, he put everything together and it created a masterpiece. Then when we met up in Las Vegas for the very first time, I mean, at the airport, okay, November the 4th, it was the first time we ever met each other, self-included. And it was just amazing because instant bonding, instant. And I think that is why the video turned out so marvelously, that my director put them together. The chemistry was amazing. And what else can I say?
They certainly look like they're having fun in the video, and they don't take themselves too seriously. That was a nice thing, seeing the video, the playfulness, them, mm-hmm. you know, the guys playing together, having fun, walking the strip. There's a couple of scenes where they're, you know, walking the strip together.
Yeah, they were down on Fremont Street, and a lot of crazy things happened on Fremont Street. And fortunately, some of them didn't get into the video, but our director had a vision for this video. His name is Ted Shred. Ted has been in show business forever, and he's a terrific director, and he has a vision for our next three videos that are going to be mind-blowing. So our goal, Pariah, is to bring the fun back to rock and roll, and to bring the musicality that people have been missing. There were a lot of great grunge artists in the 90s, but a lot of us rockers feel like we lost something. We lost the fun. We lost, hey, we remember these lyrics, let's sing along. And so our goal as Red Raven is to bring that real fun. You can dance to it, you can sing to it, you can party to it, you can ride your motorcycle to it, kind of feel to music again.
All right. And that, okay, I've only heard the one song, but that's what I'm hearing.
Great.
That is definitely the vibe that's coming through Lay It on the Line.
Great. Well, there are three more songs that will be published soon. And then we've got four or five in the pipe that the guys are working on. Everything's original except for one, and that's top secret. But the two that are not that are original, one is, I guess I can tell you the name. It's called She Makes It Hard. And
so a love song.
Yeah, it's a love song. And it's very hard driving. It's a hard driving song, okay? And God, talk about double entendres. But anyway, it's really a great song. And Mark polished the lyrics on that one. And Guillerme wrote the music. And then the other song was written by Guillerme Costa and Gus Monsanto. I don't know if you've heard of Gus, but he's a big metal star in Brazil.
I've heard of him, yeah.
Okay, great. So the song's called Rising Star, and there's a wonderful, very touching backstory that goes with this song. So when we publish it, you'll learn all the details, but the song is so beautiful. It's kind of like a power ballad, but not really. The harmonies Mark does in that song are just astounding. It just, when you hear Rising Star, you go, ah, like that.
I'm looking forward to that.
Cool.
So you mentioned that the director has a vision for the next three videos.
Yes.
Is that going to be an interconnected story between the videos, or is it just he has the idea, or three ideas?
Ted has got a vision for this, like the script for each video. Each one is completely different. Each one will involve something fun. She Makes It Hard is something that you're gonna love it, I promise. And
well, you know, we like songs that are hard here on Hard, Heavy, and Hair.
Well, that's oh my God, I'm blushing. maybe I better stop talking. But yes, the video is going to be so much fun. And then Rising Stars video is, it's completely different. I mean, each video is completely different. And this top secret one, that's going to be mind blowing.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now you got me really intrigued.
Yes. Just you wait.
All right. So Guillermo Costa is from Brazil, and you just met him in person the first time in early November. How did Guillermo become part of the band? How did you get together and invite him to the band?
Okay, it's Guillermo.
Guillermo, I apologize.
And that's okay, because we're used to Guillermo here in Southern California, because it's Spanish, and Brazil's Portuguese, and the words are very similar when you look at them, but they are pronounced differently.
And, I'm actually used to a friend of mine is an Italian named Guillermo.
Okay, so there's another.
I apologize, Guillermo, for mispronouncing your name.
I think he's used to it by now. That's why we call him G. Anyway, well, this is a really fun story. During COVID, you know, all these guys were making copy songs on YouTube, and I started following a band called Simulacrum. From Finland. And Chris, their keyboard player, Chris Pokkanen, who is the keyboard player, songwriter, absolutely breathtaking musician. He is so talented. He had an interview coming up on Crash TV, which is out of Brazil. So I watched him, and Guillermo was so cute when he interviewed Chris. This is how I met Guillermo. He interviewed Chris Pokkanen, and he was just delightful. And so I thought, what a great guy, and what a great way to spread the good news about great rock. So I set up interviews for some other musicians with him. Mirka Rantanen, who is the brains behind the Circus of Rock, Come One, Come All. And Mark's going to be on the next album.
Okay.
Yes, along with Girish Prodhom from Girish and the Chronicles.
Oh,
Girish?
Yeah, I'm a fan of GATC.
I love Girish. Anyway, so I recommended Girish, and there he was. I'm so happy. Anyway, so I set up these interviews with G. Did Mirka Rantanen. He did Great Fox. A couple other people. So that's how I met G, was through that. And when I heard G play, because he's got an album out, his own. This is it, Guillermo Costa, Light of Revelations. And and he's got, it is very cool. And he's got one song on here that was Gus singing with him on the Light of Revelations. And then Gus and Jefferson's Goncalves, who is like their Axl Rose, and both of those guys sing on the original Rising Star. So I said to G, you know, about Rising Star, we need to make that super heavy, because that song is so amazing, and it turned out so great. So that's how I found G. And when Joseph contacted me and asked me if I'd be his manager, the first thing that came into my head was, well, I don't know if I want to get back in the rock biz, but I'll help this guy because he's so tremendously talented. And then I thought, oh, I think I'll help this guy, G, because he's so tremendously talented. And then there was another guy who was a keyboard player, and I was going to put them in a band together, record something to help them find other bands, touring bands. And that was going to be the end of it. Okay. Well, Pariah, the keyboard is not with us, but G is, and Joseph is, and I found Ed Thunderfingers, our bass player, just by chance on Facebook, just like you found me, just by chance. And Ed is so tremendous. I mean, this man is a left-handed Stanley Clark. He is that good.
Wow.
So it was just incredible. And to make it even cooler, he does his recording in David Schenkel, Man of War. He does his recording at Dave's home studio. So Dave has been, he's an honorary Red Raven. He's been wonderful for us.
Very cool. Very
cool. So that's how I found him. That's how I put him together. And then I was referred to Mark. And Mark said, sure, why not? And so now he's ours. He's our lead singer. He's our producer. On our next few songs, he's going to be the producer. And he'll be touring with us next year.
Great. Is it, you going to maybe do a double bill with Ring of Fire, his other main project?
Well, you know, Ring of Fire had not recorded in quite a few years. And I don't know if they've got anything at all planned for touring. The other guys in the band, I believe, are from Europe. And here's Ring of Fire. Yes, I bought it the day it came out.
Yep, Frontier sent me a copy.
Yes, this is an excellent album, but it's Prague. And I think if they were going to double up on a tour, it would be with Simulacrum. Because Simulacrum is Prague. And I sent you one of their songs, Arrhythmic Distortions. Did you listen?
Yes, I did. It was good.
I love them. Love them. And all of them get their inspiration from this guy, James LaBrie, from Dream Theater.
Yep.
So I just have my album. They're just sitting right here next to me. So so what else can I tell you about our wonderful Ravens?
I don't know. What can you tell me?
Gosh, the chemistry is amazing. I have high hopes for them. They are just so fantastic. As individuals, as each guy is a great person. I mean, each one of them is someone you would want to have as a friend. They're very, very loyal. They're very loving. They've got a great camaraderie with each other. They're very protective of their manager. Moi, and we all have the same vision, and that is to be on the road next year. We are going to be adding another guitarist.
Oh, anybody in particular in mind?
Well, yes, we do have someone. I wasn't quite ready to announce him, Pariah, but since it's you and you're such a sweetheart, and I trust you, I do. Tony Rossi, who toured for 2 years with Starship.
Oh, wow.
And you do know him, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I am familiar with Tony Rossi's work. I don't know him personally. I haven't had the opportunity, but I know his work and his playing.
Great. Yes. Tony's been out on tour, and he's going to be coming back and joining us in the studio, doing some songwriting. And guys, when you hear this, I know I told you mid-December, but I'm a little early here. At least tomorrow's December 1st, right?
It is. Yes.
And so Tony's just, he's a great guy too. I think we're going to have excellent chemistry between he and G as guitarists. And that will bring a depth to the guitar that when you're on the road, you need. You can have one guy play multiple tracks in the studio and get all that feel, you know, even with a guitar synth underneath it. but you can't get it on the road unless you've got a second guitar.
Yeah.
So this is these are my guitar tracks, by the way. That's sign language.
Okay.
That one. I always say I was Italian in another life.
All right. So that sounds like exciting things coming for Red Raven. So you want to go on the road. What are
Yes.
some of your dream spots? Where do you really want to take this band to play live?
Well, if I could have my personal dream come true, they would be playing at Wacken.
Nice.
Okay. But that might be a couple years away. This next year, we've got a whole selection of venues around the United States that we're going after. I've got contacts inside the venues and DJs besides yourself helping me. So we're thinking that maybe March-ish, we're going to be out there.
Great.
Yes.
Thinking an album right about the same time.
The album is in the works, and of course, I'm shopping them to some labels at the same time. We do want a record deal, of course, but you know, the record business isn't the same as what it was back in the day.
No.
So it's just a different animal. So we're hitting it at every angle possible. I've had a lot of interviews for my guys. We've had some press. We've got magazines, both online and paper magazines that are interested in them. You know, the videos, just moving forward. A DJ's very, you know, on like traditional radio, you know, in your car DJs that are going to be playing our music. You guys from the internet who we love are
Well,
going
I'm both actually.
to.
My show airs on terrestrial FM and AM radio stations as well as internet. So,
Very cool. Very cool. That brings back so many memories of my own beginnings in rock back in the Jimi Hendrix days.
oh, come on, you're not that old.
Oh,
You can't be this hot and be that old.
well, I'm definitely hot because I'm wearing a sweater, but my friend and I used to walk up and down the country roads in Acton, Indiana, with her little AM radio, listening to Jimmy and Janis and the Stones. I think the
Okay.
Stones were my very first hardcore crush in rock and roll. Honky Tonk Woman, okay, in 1969. And Bob Dylan. So Three Dog Night. I was totally in love with Corey Wells. I admit it. So, all through high school.
Well, you had good taste.
Thank
Good
you.
taste in music, anyway. I don't. All I remember is the giant mustaches from Three Dog Night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Chuck had a huge mustache. But yeah, I loved Three Dog Night. My cousin took me to see Aerosmith and Ted Nugent, and that was in Stranglehold days and Cat Scratch Fever. She took me to see Kiss, and that was, I think it was at the Indianapolis Convention Center, if memory serves. And years later, I dragged my best friend to see the Allman Brothers, and she had never been to a rock concert. She's very square, and we had a great time.
Well, the Allman Brothers would be a good way to pop her rock cherry.
That's right. Oh my God. I learned to sing the blues from them. I learned to sing Stormy Monday from them and practiced and practiced and practiced. One of my favorites.
Oh, that was a great band. Sweet Melissa, Tied to the Whipping Post.
Oh, the Whipping Post. You got it. You got it.
Yeah.
All the Southern rock bands, they were all so much fun. Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top. Those were very, very big, very popular. And my friends and I went to all those concerts back in the day when we were pups in college. And I am giving my age away. Yes, I'm a 60-something, everyone. but a very hip 60 something going on 30. And, oh gosh, we went to every single concert there was, and we did crazy things too. We would go from Cincinnati to Cleveland. We saw the Stones when the Hell's Angels were their bodyguards and the security. Wow. Yeah. Yep. At Cleveland Stadium.
Was that intimidating at all?
Not even. Nope. No, we were too crazy to care. We were crazy girls, I'm telling you. I think that's what keeps you young.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm no spring chicken, but rock is keeping me young.
You betcha. I love it. I love it. And when we were in Vegas, we went to see Mark play with another band. And I swear, someone asked me over the course of the day, what is the number one concert you've seen in your entire life that had the most impact on you? And I said it was The Who. And we walked in that night, and what would they start with? And Mark wasn't even there for that conversation, but they opened with a Who song. And I'm telling you, everyone was out on the dance floor. These guys played for 2 hours without a break, nonstop, and people danced the whole time, self-included. We had a great time, and they were a lot of fun. And Mark was playing the bass that night. He's a great bass player.
Yeah, he is. Yep. All right. Well, Holly Rocks, I could talk to you all day, and you know, when we call on the phone, we just talk.
Yes.
But I should probably let you go, but I want you to tell us, where can people find out more about Red Raven? Where can they contact you? Where is Red Raven right now?
Okay, online. Our Instagram is Red Raven Official, all one word, and that's official with two F's.
And remember, everybody, Raven is with a Y, not an E.
Yes, RAVYN. We're Red Raven Official at Instagram. We have a new, brand new Facebook page. Our video is, if you go on YouTube and you don't find us right off the bat, go Red Space Raven Space Music, and it will pop up for you. Our website is under construction, and once it's up, we will have our killer logo on t-shirts for you. We also have what's called a social phone number. You guys can text Red Raven at 626-999-4131. Send a message. I will respond to you, since I'm the guardian of the text messages. And then when we have things coming up, we will send you a text message so you'll know what's going on. You'll know in advance before a song drops.
Oh, that's really cool. So does that work from outside the U.S. as well?
It certainly does. I got one last night from a gentleman in London.
Okay. So anybody listening or watching, because we're putting the interview on YouTube as well, anybody listening or watching, if you're outside North America, if you're in Canada, Mexico, or the United States, that phone number will work. If you're outside North America, add a +1 before the phone number. And what was that number again, Holly?
626-999-4131.
Great. Okay. I may text you just to say hi and, you know, see what comes back.
Okay. Do it. We'll do it. We're starting to get a lot of messages in. People are really excited about the band. People, please go listen on YouTube. Watch my guys in action. You'll have so much fun watching the video, and share, like, subscribe, because we've got so much cool stuff coming for you. And when you see what Ted Shred's got planned for the Unspoken video, it's going to blow your mind.
Looking forward to it. Thank you very much, Holly, for joining me. I really appreciate it. And best of luck with Red Raven and getting those new songs produced and the new videos done. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too, Pariah.
Keep Hard, Heavy, and Hair commercial-free by becoming a Patreon supporter. Yeah. at patreon.com/pariahrocks.
If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
Remember to hear the music discussed in this interview. Stream the on-demand Hard, Heavy, and Hair show at pariahrocks.com.
That's PARIAHROCKS.com.
Also hit pariahrocks.com to stream or listen on a radio station near you. The regular two-hour Hard, Heavy, and Hair show with me, Pariah Burke. Hard, Heavy, and Hair is your weekly dose of hard rock, heavy metal, and hair bands from the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 20-teens, and today, including the latest new releases, your old favorites, and deep cuts and rare hair, along with rock news and trivia.
This has been a Pariah Burke production. Copyright 2022, pariahrocks.com. The home of hard, heavy, and hair. Send requests, fan mail, and nude photos to Hard, Heavy, and Hair on pariahrocks.com. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at pariahrocks.